Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 418. Today we hear from Dan the Art Man, who says, "As a fellow artist, audiobook narrator, author, and Dan, I thought you'd be a great guy to ask about this. When you type my name into Amazon, books by other authors that I have contributed to show up first. Either I've done cover art, formatting, or audiobook narration for these books. It was awesome for them to credit me and list my name as the illustrator, contributor, narrator, etc., but I'd kind of like my books to show up first when my name is searched for. Do you think this is an issue, or am I just worrying about nothing? I'm guessing people search by the title of the book more often than the name of the author, but I wondered what your thoughts were. Should I ask that my name be taken off of their book so they won't show up anymore when you search for my name? I don't have this problem at other online retailers, and there's nothing I can do about the audiobooks, but they show up further down the page." Well, Dan, what's happening? Not to put too fine a point on it, but those other books are more popular than your books. I have this problem sometimes, too, when I search for a specific title of mine, and I find that other people who have books by different titles, but somewhat similar, somehow rank above me even when I search for my book title and my name. It doesn't happen with all of them, but it irritatingly happens with a few of them. There's a few ways to beat this. And they all involve keeping your sales up and keeping your release up. Basically, there's three approaches you need to take. One is metadata, tagging your books appropriately for your target audience and your genre is incredibly important, and it's a bit of a black art, and we are just delving into it with my books here because my sales have fallen and I'm not happy about that, and this is one of those items that's been on our list of things to fix and get better at forever, and now it's time. So in the show notes, you'll find a few links to articles that explain a bit about tagging and metadata for your ebooks and for your listings on different retailers. The second thing you want to do is to optimize your title's eligibility for favorable placement in the A9 algorithm, which is what Amazon uses. And to do that, you need to do two things. First, you need to have as many formats available as possible. Amazon's A9 considers a book complete if you have ebook, paperback, and audiobook. If you also have hardback, that's like a bonus point. The other thing you need to do to optimize your placement in the algorithm is to release every 30 days. If you release every 30 days, you get on Amazon's internal active author list, and you get preferential placement in any search that happens to relate vaguely to your name. The third thing that you can do is run marketing campaigns that target the readers of people that you want to be linked to in the Also Bots section. You want people, or you want other authors who your readers will naturally gravitate to. You want people who would naturally move to your book from these other books and back again if they only knew that you existed. And then you want to target them with specific advertising and social media campaigns. By doing this, you raise your book's profile, A, because you raise your sales, but B, even more important, you network your book better in the Also Bots section. And finally, if all else fails, you can get a very temporary bump in visibility by pulling your book down and republishing it with a new cover as a new volume, a new edition. Don't just upload a new file to the existing listing. Actually create a new listing for the new book and the new edition and that sort of thing. Pull the old one down by all means, but publishing a new book, when you have a new book, you get a little bit gentler treatment from the algorithm until you build up a sales history that is not spectacular, in which case you start to get downvoted by the algorithm a little bit. If you've contributed to a lot of books that are outpacing your own books, and those books are ones with whom you should naturally share an audience, those might be the first ones that you want to target for Also Bots, or maybe not, but it's worth considering. Because if your name is already visible through those books, then reinforcing the cross-linking to encourage people to move from those books over to your books will help those other projects that you've done serve as marketing for your own work? Those are the things that occurred to me right out of the bat. Unfortunately, being a Dan doesn't make me privy to any other special tricks that are available only to Dans, though I wish it did. If you run into any, please send them in. Thanks very much for writing in, Dan. It's always great to hear from you. I hope it helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.